This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. What has become shockingly clear over the last few days is that leftists cannot coexist with anyone in a society, anyone with whom they disagree. This is the stunning thing. You know how you drive around and you see liberals with these bumper stickers on their cars and they say coexist. Coexist, and they have all the different symbols, different world religion symbols. And the message is that we should all get along. We should all get along no matter what our belief system. We have differences, different religions, different countries of origin, different races, and so on. We should all get along. But in practical reality, what leftists do is they now, in public, they scream and shout down and physically attack Trump supporters and Trump staffers. Think about that. This not only happened at that Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, I believe. It's happening all over America where people in public just walk up to individuals that they hate, like Milo Yiannopoulos or Alex Jones or Mike Cernovich, and they just start screaming at them in public and they threaten them and they get in their face. I think, forgot her name, Pam, was it Bondi, Dondi something? The Attorney General of Florida. She was screamed at by huge hulking men an inch from her face, screaming and spitting at her in public. Why? Because she happens to support protecting America's borders, an idea that is, of course, crucial to the very definition of a nation. If you're not willing to protect your borders, you don't have a country. It's one of the most important defenses in the founding of a nation, is to say, hey, we're going to have borders and we're going to defend those borders against invading forces or illegal aliens or anybody else. So the left likes to pretend that they are the tolerant ones. We're so tolerant. We're tolerant of everyone, except with those with whom we disagree. You see, they're not tolerant at all. They're deranged. They're mentally ill. But what has really become apparent to me over the last few days is that we can never go back, we as a country, we can never go back to coexisting with leftists because, frankly, they want to destroy and dismantle the constitutional republic that is the United States of America. They do not wish for a free country to exist here any longer. Leftists do not want a country where people have the right to speak. And they're demonstrating that every day by banning and censoring conservatives on Google and YouTube and Facebook and elsewhere. Leftists themselves will tell you they don't want America anymore. They don't want a democracy anymore. They don't want any situation where the voters might outvote them and vote another Trump into office. They, the left, they want a totalitarian society where they are in charge, they are in control, and that is what they want, and that is the only thing that they will tolerate from this day forward. They cannot tolerate, in their minds, living with Nazis. You know, they say that Trump supporters are Nazis. It's insane, of course, but this is what they say. Meanwhile, they run around like Third Reich brown shirts, berating and threatening everybody in sight, just like the brown shirts did under Adolf Hitler. You know, who are the real Nazis here? I mean, geez, think about it. So the takeaway from this is that the rest of us normal people, and I'm going to start describing patriotic Americans, Trump supporters, conservatives, Christians, as simply normal people, because leftists have become so deranged and such lunatics that they don't qualify as normal anymore. And if you look at them, there's always something totally distorted and weird about the way they look, the way they talk, the way they act. They're not normal people. Some of them are probably possessed by demons, like actual demonic possession. You know, there was a story recently about a Catholic priest that said demonic possession is real. And did you know that the number of exorcisms is on the rise? It's accelerating rapidly. It's like demons are literally, you know, according to this priest, cranking up the number of human souls that they're infesting, taking over their bodies. I mean, whoa! Some of these people are actually demons inside, you know? Literally. And others are just insane, deranged lunatics who've lost their minds. And I gotta think, by the way, that some of this is mass poisoning with heavy metals, pesticides, and electropollution from, you know, wireless networks and so on. I have noticed that people who live in the country and who live a more holistic lifestyle tend to be more sane. People who live in cities and who consume all the toxic chemicals in the food, you know, toxic fast food, toxic medications and all those things, those people tend to go insane. I mean, it's probably, you know, 50% of leftists who are adults are probably on antidepressant drugs at this point. They're deranged. They're mass medicated, chemically deranged lunatics at this point. And again, some of them are probably demonically possessed by actual demons, according to Catholic priests. I mean, so take that for what you will. I don't know. I'm not an expert on demonic possession, so I don't know if that's real or not. But it seems like it. You look at some of these people, they swagger around like little demonic gremlin creatures. They have no logic, no reason. They're almost like a cross between zombies and demons. It's like they move sometimes like zombies, but then they think like demons, and you can't reason with them anymore. And this is characteristic of the left today. You can't reason with them. You try to reason with them, you know, you say, well, gosh, you're concerned about children being taken away from their mothers at the border. Well, what about children being ripped out of their mothers' wombs at abortion centers? And instead of responding in a rational way, in a debate, they simply start screaming at you. Oh, yeah, you can't compare abortion with... It's just screaming, lunatic, zombie, demonic mobs is what the left has become. You can't reason with them anymore. There is no... Like, that whole rational part of their brain has been melted down, burned out, leaked out of their ears while they were asleep at night or something. Or, I don't know, little bugs went in there and ate those sections of their brains, like little insect lobotomies. I don't know what it is. Or they just took too many drugs, or they all got a bad batch of weed or something, and they've lost that part of their brain that normally would engage in reason, rationality, you know, logic, cause and effect. They don't have that anymore. And this is what's crucial to understand. You can't reason with leftists anymore. So don't even try. You're not going to change their minds because their minds have been eaten away. Their minds are gone. This is the big aha. You know, all this time I keep thinking, or I was thinking, gosh, at some point, you know, we should be able to reason with these people. No, you can't reason with a zombie. They don't have, they're not even wired that way anymore. There's not even the potential of reasoning with them. They're insane. And you see it every day. They're out there camping out in front of the ICE offices saying, abolish ICE. Like, what do you mean? Have no border control? Have nothing? Just eliminate ICE and just let America be overrun with criminal MS-13 gangs from Central and South America. Leftists want that? Do they not know that their own daughters will be raped as the gang wave sweeps across their towns? Do they not know their houses will be burned out and they will be looted and murdered? Do they have no idea? No, they're insane. They're insane. So you can't reason with them. And that's what this has come to. The final point in this is that we, the people, the reasonable, rational members of society, those of us who follow the laws, those of us who want a civil society, those of us who want a strong border so that we don't have waves of criminals coming in, we have a moral obligation to stay in power, to win every election, and to utterly eliminate Democrats as a Democrat party, politically eliminate them permanently so that they never come into power because they will abuse that power. They will weaponize government against us if they ever gain power again. We have a moral obligation to halt them and make sure they never rise to a position of power that they can use to destroy this republic and push us all into a kind of collapse that would destroy the quality of life, the abundance, everything that we have come to know in this country. So join the fight to save yourself, to save your community, to save your country, and vote against Democrats at every election. And join those of us who are working in the realms of civility, of law, of reason, to help save this country and put it back on track. And that means never allowing Democrats to have power again, because they are dangerous, they are destructive, and they are deranged. The three D's of the Democrats: dangerous, destructive, and deranged. Zombies in charge. Demons in the minds of leftists. I mean, it's insane. I don't know how else you explain their behavior. It's crazy. But thanks for listening. Catch more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.